Yesterday, we also spoke about that Mary Wisniewski story in the Chicago Tribune. Did you see that? She wrote about this artificial intelligence company out of Rolling Meadows, Autobahn AI, and how they've developed software that would go in existing trucks to make them driverless. And they said yesterday, Monday, one of those trucks was on the Jane Addams Tollway. And I don't know if you went by one. It would be with the driver still in the driver's seat, but he could be hands-free, which is just terrifying to some of us, although Steve said, you know, you use phones too. It'll come and you'll get used to it and it'll be okay. The young man that they talked about in that story was Christian Gebbis, and he's in our studio now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Congrats.
Thank you very much.
Also, you're 19 years old.
I'm 24.
I mean, I was just amazed to see that. You are the founder of this company?
Yes, I started it about 3 years ago.
With whom?
I convinced my dad to actually quit his job and start the company with me. I went to the University of Illinois at Chicago and was leading a lot of award-winning robotics competitions at NASA and DOD-funded competitions.
What did your dad used to do?
So he was in VR back in 95. Then he went to high-frequency trading here in Chicago, agricultural robotics and
VR, not VC.
VR, virtual reality.
Not venture capital. He was a VR guy. So at least he had some familiarity with technology then.
Yeah.
Was he a developer or a financer of that stuff?
No, he's a software engineer, and my parents were definitely large financers of the project on the early days, too.
Yeah. That is your project now, AI Autobahn.
Autobahn AI, yeah.
Autobahn AI. Yeah. Out of Rolling Meadows. So then what do you guys do?
Yeah, so there are millions of trucks on the roads today, and they're the backbone of the American economy. The problem that we see is that these trucks are producing tremendous amounts of extra emissions due to inexperienced drivers using these vehicles in the industry. And all the trucks in the U.S., they produce the same amount of emissions as almost 130 coal plants, where there's actually only 83 in the U.S. together.
Yeah, but how does computers helping the drivers put out fewer emissions?
Yeah, so the computer learns from human drivers and essentially, by attaching our system onto a vehicle, we're collecting a lot of data from multi-directional cameras, accelerometers, GPS, to essentially provide the vehicle with greater efficiency in how it uses the fuel to throttle or to brake.
Really? So acceleration, stuff like that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So this is really more so around, why did we actually go start this? The semi-trucks actually last for a really, really long time. They last for almost 20 years. And so these inefficiencies that are coming with them in order to haul these goods, they're going to last for a lot of decades.
Do you program in the right turns instead of left turns? FedEx trucks make more right turns than left turns because that's a more efficient use of the fuel to get to the location. You're not doing that, are you?
We're focused primarily on highways because that's 80% of the miles that long-haul trucks travel.
Got it. Okay, so what does the vehicle being driverless have to do with that?
Yeah, so one of the things that I think have been circulated is one of our videos from a test track in Joliet, where there wasn't a driver in the seat. And that's actually part of our vision, a long-term vision, to make autopilot allow drivers to basically get home a lot faster and save them time.
When I think of AI, I think of the artificial intelligence or computer, say, driving the car, and that to most of us means steering it and
Correct.
Maybe braking.
Correct.
But I guess from a fuel efficiency standpoint, if something smarter than a human being was more moderately using the accelerator, then it would use less fuel.
Yeah, even assisted steering, like an electric motor that helps you turn the steering wheel, reduces fatigue and stress for the driver. So it's a pretty hard working job. It's like actually the third most dangerous job in the U.S.
Yeah, okay. But I think that what's terrifying to a lot of us is the idea that a vehicle, for whatever reason, is being driven by a computer, not a human being, whether or not a person's in the seat.
Sure. In the early days, elevators were used by doormen or elevator men, and then now if you got into an elevator and asked somebody to control that elevator, I would be a little bit worried.
That's funny. That's funny because that's the sort of nonsense that my friend Steve Bertrand was throwing at me yesterday. Every time I'd say, I don't want to be what was the word I was using yesterday?
Well,
Steve?
You were using troglodyte, but I think you meant a Luddite.
I didn't want to be a Luddite. And then you said, well, John, technology evolves. And that's a very interesting point. There used to be elevator operators. Heck, we used to be afraid to pump our own gas. What would happen if the thing catches fire? And it hardly ever happens, right? So I guess we all adapt to sort of the interaction with technology in our lives.
Absolutely.
But this one's terrifying to people my age and maybe a little younger too.
We're using technologies that have made a lot of progress in, for example, Silicon Valley or other parts of the world, and essentially packaging them now in a way that truly changes the work of many American citizens.
Is it your hope that they will be driverless trucks, or do you want a driver in the truck?
This is a system that is meant to help and make the job easier for a driver. What we're working long-term towards is that the truck eventually, that's the future is automation, right? And it's going to take a really long time to get there. I actually have a CDL myself. I've done deliveries. I've driven our trucks before. And there's a human that's going to need to be involved for a while.
How long?
Existing trucks last for 20 years.
How long before we have driverless trucks?
You might start seeing them in very small deployments within the next 5 to 6 years without a driver, but on very constrained routes.
Is that what they're doing from Dallas to Phoenix or someplace in the Southwest?
You've got
freight going that way.
Yep. Yeah, they're all operating with the driver.
You have a driver in.
Yeah. Every single company right now has a driver behind the wheel, and calling it driverless is... I think the wrong thing.
I guess that's the art of the phrase, right? You get to call it that because maybe that truck could have made it without a human being, but they do have human beings in there.
Yeah.
It's 143-312-981-7200. Your question, your comment, 312-981-7200. Jump into this conversation on WGN. So right now we're talking about artificial intelligence. Autobahn AI, a Rolling Meadows company, was featured in the Tribune the other day. Christian Gebbes is the founder and CEO of that company. He's a young man with a vision to the future, and his family's in this business. There was, yesterday a truck on the Jane Addams?
Yeah, we started testing very actively with our truck and our autopilot system.
Always a person in the...
Yeah, absolutely.
How did that go, by the way? Did the thing crash and burn?
No, absolutely not. No,
really?
No,
went
no.
off a ramp and just fell 50 feet?
No. We always have a safety driver. Actually, as a matter of fact, we had two. Always monitoring, an engineer monitoring the data and stuff like that.
And did it go well? Did they have to take over the wheel and correct anything?
Yeah, we are collecting tremendous amounts of data from any corrections that do need to be made place, and then those are like self-improving components to the system. So
okay, but say what percentage of the time did the human being have to override the computer while it was taking the test drive yesterday?
So since it just happened yesterday, I don't have the exact statistic, but it was more than half the time. We were basically testing in very high dense merging sections so that our system can learn to handle those better.
So was that surprising to you? Did you think it would be able to do it 100% of the time, or did you think about half of the time the truck will manage on its own?
Yeah, no, we explicitly told the driver to do certain instructions, right? So in certain events where we know our AI is showing maybe a lower performance, in those sections, we want to handle those very safely, and collecting the data is more important than actually engaging the vehicle.
So what you found out yesterday wasn't disappointing to you?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Because I'm sorry, are you saying that 50% of the time the truck was not able to manage on its own?
It's not that it was not able to manage on its own. It's that we purposely say we're either turning it off or collecting the data as how's the human driving the situation.
Well, then what grade do you give yesterday's experiment?
Yeah, from our perspective, we achieved all our goals so far, and we're going to be doing this pretty much every day.
And then who would you ultimately sell this to?
Yeah, we're hoping that this product, we can make this product available to every single truck, every single fleet out in the U.S. For very low cost. As a matter of fact, we have a very unique type business model that might actually even allow them to have no upfront cost.
No upfront cost because they're not having to buy new trucks. They're just having to retrofit your software into... you must have some mechanism you install in the vehicle.
Yeah, right? Most trucks come with a wind visor, which is really more so an aesthetic component. We have a replacement wind visor that has 7 multi-directional cameras, and it's literally a 15-minute install. You take the visor off the truck that's above the windshield. You take that one off, you put ours on, and then you need an electric steering motor and a braking motor.
Oh, that's what I'm wondering. How does that panel of instruments on the wind visor talk to the accelerator, the brake, and the steering wheel, or the gearbox for that matter?
Yeah, there's a standardized communication protocol that is widely used by all semi-trucks, and that's how we control the vehicle.
312-981-7200. Huh, all our lines are busy. We'll start with Vicki. You're on WGN. Vicki, what can we do for you? Hi.
Hi, am a truck driver, and I drive in and out of the Chicago area and whatnot. My question is that truck going to be able to back up and make delivery? And how much, they're saying it's not going to cost much to add to the truck's existing cost, but what is it going to do to the warranties of the existing trucks to all the fleets out there?
A lot of questions there, but pretty good
sure.
ones, too.
Sure. So backing up already is just a very, very difficult thing for even human drivers right now. And so we're equipping the vehicles with a fair amount of sensors that will be able to process the information around the environment almost 30 times faster or more than a human. And ultimately, as we collect data from how humans are backing up, we can then teach the AI on the best performing components of the data.
I wonder, though, at the end of the day, someone's still got to unload the freight.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And
right?
A truck driver usually has some, I don't know, do you have a hand in that when you do that, Vicky?
Some do and some don't, but yes.
I mean, what about that? I mean, you know, you understand where Vicky's coming from.
Absolutely.
I don't want Vicky to lose her job. I want Vicky to be a viable employee.
We do, too. Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It sounds to me like your technology would ultimately replace the Vickys of the world.
I think that time will be 10 to 15 years from now. I mean, right now we are focused on making the job for existing truck drivers much easier, much safer, and more efficient. So
it's going to help her steer, it's going to moderate her acceleration, save fuel.
Yeah, so inexperienced drivers, essentially drivers with less than 5 years of experience, they actually use almost 15% more fuel, and they're 41% more likely to be in an accident.
Pardon me, finish that thought.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's a real big reason for why a system like ours needs to be built, because these trucks last for 20 years. So trucks, you know, there's about 200,000 new trucks being produced every year. They're going to last, you know, till 2035, 2040, and having no form of advanced technology is quite frightening to me personally.
815 said, hey, John, commercial airlines all fly using autoflight. Haven't heard of very many crashes on autopilot, so why are you so afraid of this? Some people are skeptical. How does the AI shift gears, says 630?
Yeah, so we're primarily focusing right now on automated transmissions. Those are becoming more popular because of the growing shortage in the industry. Fleets are purchasing vehicles that their drivers can actually operate.
Okay, but if I have a clutch, then you don't have the technology for that. It would be more for automatic transmission.
The technology can still be used, but it just won't have... There will be certain limitations to how.
Maybe this person likes your chances. 309 says, what's the stock name of this company? Are you publicly traded?
We are not publicly traded, at least yet.
Pete, you're on WGN. What's your question, Pete? You're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering how the insurance industry views this and where the liability would fall if, you know, a truck failed, you know, due to error. And then a little nugget here on the second part is this done with local software within the truck, or is this control coming through the internet, you know, from the cloud, and then is it hackable?
Let's do the first question first. Insurance industry.
Yeah. So with the autopilot technology, the main focus is to make sure the truck is centered in the lane and is keeping a much safer following distance. And so we've been talking with many insurance underwriters with a very positive insight, where we're seeing that insurance premiums could drop by 40 to even 50% with a system like ours.
Okay, but this is nascent right now, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's not commercially available to everybody,
right.
But you are under the impression State Farm is going to make it 40% less with
right.
this technology.
Right. If you use our technology, there would be an insurance incentive with it.
And then what about liability?
Yeah, and so the liability for a company that's developing software to drive the truck, you can think about it in the same fashion that of like how Tesla vehicles are being used right now. The driver is always required to be at control and attentive, and that's the same way you can view our system. Right now, the system is meant to augment and help the driver, but the driver's still the one that makes the final decision.
So you're not going to get sued.
No.
You've got an attorney on that, right?
Yes.
Thanks for the call, Vicky. Thanks for the call, Pete. Hey, producer Aleph. Aleph, who's the next call? You said line Gordon. Thanks for the call, Pete. Gordon, you're on WGN. What's your question or comment? Hi, Gordon.
Hello. He said the driver could get home quicker. How can the driver get home quicker when he's only allowed to drive so many hours a day in the time frame?
Yeah, so that is currently something that's something that we're working towards as part of our vision is to give that time back to drivers in a way that if you go from Chicago to Denver right now, it's a 15-hour drive, but obviously truck drivers can only drive 11 hours. So if you could, in the middle of Nebraska, where it's just straight road for almost the entire state, you know, engage autopilot for it to stay in your lane, and even have a remote operator on Autobahn's team monitoring the vehicle's performance in case there's any emergency, that would allow you to make that trip much faster. And essentially, that's what we're working towards.
Wait a minute. How does that make it faster?
You can get home faster because you can do that trip in, say, 15 hours as opposed to 26.
Am I going to save... I'm sorry. If it's a 15-hour drive from here to Denver,
yeah.
How does autopilot make that trip any quicker?
Not currently. It doesn't currently do that. But
how could it in theory? Is it going to go faster?
Yeah. So the regulations will need to get passed for something like this. For any form of operation where the driver is not in the seat, regulations will need to get passed for that.
Are you imagining a scenario where going through Colorado, the guy's sleeping?
Yeah, we definitely do. It's
so wait a minute. This semi between here and Colorado is doing 80 miles an hour.
And more like 60, or if it's in autopilot, you can even do half the speed, but get there in a faster time than if you were to sleep on the road. And
okay,
just
right, because you don't have to pull over. So right. We're going to now dial it down to 45 or whatever the minimum is,
yep.
Put it on autopilot, and the guy's going to crawl in the back, and he's going to sleep for 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Autobahn, we will be able to provide a service that can actually remotely monitor. And if the, I think one of the other questions was where does the software actually run? It actually all runs locally on the truck, but we do have the ability to very securely remotely log in and pull that vehicle over to emergency lane.
Christian Gebbes, founder and CEO of Autobahn AI out of Rolling Meadows. We're out of time. Come in and join us again. Keep us posted on how your technology and company are doing.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
When you do that IPO, let us know, okay?
We'll do. Awesome.